Welcome to Across the Desk, where we discuss entrepreneurship, small business, and everything in between. Hey, it's Elizabeth Plouffe, and welcome to Across the Desk. And just realized that I had the wrong microphone plugged in. So just did, 4 minutes of fantastic podcasting and then realized using the wrong mic. So why am I leading off with that? Well, my lead off for the other one was, if you're looking at doing a podcast of your own, great. It's really simple to do. And I'm going to talk to you a bit today about how you get those ideas for a podcast. It's sort of a side note to what's been going on for the past week and going into next week. So part of what's been going on is just a ton of learning events this week, and really excited about that. And the event that I attended today, plus a book I've just read, made the distinction around education versus personal development. And it's actually a really good distinction to hang on to. But these are where I get my ideas for podcast topics. These are where I meet people to be guests. These are, it's an excellent way of doing this. And so for this week, the amount of development I'm doing, woohoo, I should be good for a couple of months. Yesterday, I attended a course in Hamilton at it's a co-working space. It's called Co-Motion on King. And my friend James Birchall gave a really interesting workshop on being a coursepreneur. And what that means is, if you have the education and experience to talk about a certain thing knowledgeably, and if you are constantly getting asked for information from people on that specific topic, then you're in a position to create an online course. And he talked about the various platforms that those can be hosted on, the development process you go through, how to validate the idea, what have you. And it was terrific. So, ended up taking a page of notes, ended up fleshing out the course that I want to do. And it is something that I get asked about all the time, and you can turn it into a bit of a side hustle. So then it also becomes an opportunity for education and development for other people while you make a bit of coin, which, always positive. And so the coursepreneur was terrific. It was a last minute decision to go and sign up. I met some terrific people, got to check out the Co-Motion on King space in Hamilton, and got to support James in another one of his fantastic workshops. I've taken a few of his, which is great. Today, two events today. And the first one is really interesting. I haven't experienced the second one yet, so I'll have to let you know about that at a later date. But I just finished reading a book by Jim Collins called Good to Great. And he did a lot of research, and apparently he's controversial within the business world. I didn't know that when I read the book. I really enjoyed the book. If you follow my Wise Words podcast with Across the Desk, where I do business book reviews, you're going to hear about that shortly. But one of the things he talks about is the difference between education and development, and how great leaders, level 5 leaders, continuously seek personal development. So whether that is learning about more business or learning how to manage better or what have you, whatever that is, it's not just education. It's not something that you get an A in and say, okay, tick it off and never use it. It's developing better skills, developing all kinds of things that will help you to be a better leader. And it was really interesting because today at DeGroote, here in Burlington, there's the DeGroote School of Business. I've been going there off and on now for, probably since 2012, when I used to work for Hall Tech, which is a regional innovation center. And we used to hold events there, and I got to know the space and all that kind of thing. And I'd be there networking on behalf of Hall Tech. And when I became an entrepreneur, I started going to the events as a means initially for networking and now more so towards personal development. Today, they hosted a terrific open house, and it focuses on the executive education program that they offer. And they offer some terrific programs. I mean, honestly, if cash weren't an issue, and they're not exorbitant, it's just right now my cash is allocated to my tech startup, so I have to be careful where my cash goes. And they offer the Disney Institute Leadership Program. They offer some other programs that I'm really interested in. And one in particular involves a speaker that I saw a few years ago, and his name is Greg Mason, and I believe it's the same guy. And he's a vice president for Disney in Canada, and he was also on the development team for Ant-Man. And if you've listened to me before, you'll know I'm a massive Marvel geek. So he's the only time I have ever at a professional development, education, learning, whatever you want to call it, event, have asked for a selfie, because he developed Ant-Man. I mean, seriously, how do you get any better than that? if he had developed Thor, I probably would have asked for his autograph. So going to these events is a terrific opportunity, not only to engage in your professional development goals, which hopefully you've set for your business, but it's also an opportunity to get ideas for maybe other aspects of your business. And that's exactly what happened today. So the opportunity today presented, it was a free breakfast, and they did some really nice stuff for breakfast. I hate it when you go to workshops and events and they do this standard greasy bacon, egg, sausage stuff that just makes you feel like crap and you can't concentrate. It was really nice this morning. So today's speaker was Sid Ridgely, and haven't heard of Sid before, but I was really interested to hear about his topic, which was, what is the legacy you will leave? And he talked about further, faster, improved, and different, and how as a leader, you need to encompass those things in your overall strategy. And if you are, you know, looking to exit, what kind of legacy are you going to leave? Are you going to be remembered? He made a really interesting thing here. And he said, managers are appointed and retired. Leaders are followed and remembered. Oh! So that was a really cool quote and something that I'm going to use to drive, you know, the leadership team for my tech startup, because I think it's really important to have that distinction. If you are just there to manage people, if you are just there to, within your own business, sorry, so no disrespect at all to people who are managers, but if you are in your own business and you're strictly there to manage things, something's off kilter. That's my thought. You should be leading people in a way that they are also pursuing personal development and education, that they are also, you know, developing entrepreneurial skills and see opportunities for your business when they go out to events and what have you. Hopefully that's what's happening for you. What ended up happening today as a part of Sid's presentation, which was extremely well done, is that, you know, key points that he made. Sorry, I got to grab my glasses because I have really neat writing, but I'm also, you know, myopic. So he talks about things like think beyond what you are responsible for. What is the overall social value of your business and how does it impact the community? Choosing to take a training versus having it strongly suggested. What does that say about you as a leader? And he did it as a joke, but it was a really valid point. If you haven't been pursuing personal development and your staff keeps suggesting to you that you should attend this training or that training, there's other messaging going on that you're not getting. And I found that really fascinating. He talked about the transition between effective to efficient to affective, and the difference being that when you get to affective, you love doing the right things the right way. And it's the difference between leading, managing, and creating that culture and employee engagement. It was really terrific. And he made some other points that were really good. And one of them is, which I know I've struggled with as an employee, is people just want their effort to count, that they get fair pay, fair work, fair recognition for what they're providing for an organization, but that you also have to lay an expectation of contribution from your employees so that they know that you want their input and their feedback, you know, whether it's, depending on what industry you're in, obviously, from frontline all the way up to upper management, everybody should be contributing and feel that it's an open conversation around that. You never know where an idea is going to come from. So for an example, today I got eight different podcast ideas around things that I can talk about or research and talk about for my podcast that would be helpful to people in business. Would I have come across those ideas? Probably at some point. I mean, ideas float around and land on you when you're ready for them. But it was going to this event today and having those conversations and listening to what Sid had to say that prompted these eight ideas today. If you've never heard of Sid Ridgely, he's an enterprise and people development professional, and I'm just going to have a quick look at his website here. So essentially what he says he does here, Sid Ridgely gets results for his international clientele by providing insights, guidance, expertise, and practical tips and hints to leaders in their pursuit of creating collaborative organizational workplaces that are customer and employee centric, strategic, insightful, and dynamic. He also needs to do some work on his grammar because there should have been a period somewhere in there. He was funny. He was insightful. He definitely shared his experience and expertise in such a way that people were engaged and listening. The lady that was next to me is a co-owner of Jerry Electric, and she was taking notes just as fast and furiously as I was. And it was really interesting to see that level of engagement and people hopefully benefiting by him sharing his expertise, which kind of goes back to yesterday's conversation or workshop with the coursepreneur. There's always an opportunity in some capacity or another for you to share your expertise in whatever industry you're in. So be it through running a workshop, be it through Coursepreneur, where you put something online and create an hour-long course for people to take and learn, be it through being a keynote speaker. Sid has also joined, I should call him Mr. Ridgely because I don't know. He was introducing himself as Sid. That's okay. I'm really sensitive about respecting Mr.'s versus first names and Mrs. versus first names as well. He has now exclusively joined the team at DeGroot to deliver lectures and courses through the executive development program. And so he's now, you know, a keynote, he's an instructor. And then we're going to go on and you'll hear about the event I'm going to tonight, which is the Women in Tech Peer-to-Peer. And it's offered through Silicon Halton. Rima Dougal was at the Coursepreneur course yesterday. And she's one of the co-founders of Silicon Halton. That is the springboard for the Women in Tech Peer-to-Peer. Just learning everywhere is my point. You have opportunities. You have cost-effective opportunities. So you have, for an example, the DeGroot's Breakfast Series and the DeGroot's Women networking events that are in like the $35 to $45 range. That's affordable for anybody, I think. And if it's not, well, then you have stuff like today, which was free. It was an opportunity for them to showcase their executive development program, but I had the opportunity to see Sid Ridgely speak, learn all of these little tidbits, some of which I knew, but the way he delivered it was in such a way that it gave me different insight. And it also created 8 podcast topics that I'm going to talk about eventually. So all of this pursuit, my point is, all of this pursuit of personal development has benefits far beyond what you may immediately see. So you may look at the description for a workshop or a keynote or whatever, and think that you're only going to get one thing out of it. Hopefully, if you do this often enough, you'll be in a position to go, hey, there's also some key people there I could connect with on LinkedIn. Hey, I need to develop online content for my business. And if I go to this event, you will invariably, if you're paying attention, going to get ideas for things that you could be doing. You're going to meet more people in a different way. You're going to, you know, grow your connections and grow the exposure for your business. This was something that I was going over with a client as well. And I'm working with them on a LinkedIn strategy so that she can maximize the return on investment when she goes to events and conferences and things like that. And an event that she's going to next week, I believe, could be this week, sorry. The PDF that shows the agenda lists all of the keynote speakers who are key people within the industry that she is trying to expand in. And we sat down and went over her LinkedIn strategy for this event. Because when you are putting the effort in to go to an event or a workshop or a course or what have you, there's always ways to maximize that as far as who can you connect with on LinkedIn? Is there anybody there who could be a future partner on a project or an event? And I'm not saying be cutthroat. I am in no way saying that you should be slimy or sharky about this, but it should be in the back of your mind that, hey, this is a really interesting list of keynote speakers. Who can I connect with? Who's going to help me with my future business goals? You know, and again, not in a slimy, sharky way, but in a strategic way. And if you don't get a chance to meet them and you don't get a chance to introduce yourself or what have you, then, you know, reaching out on LinkedIn, I don't know. I'm a little dodgy about that. I prefer the handshake, and then you can say in the personal note, hey, nice to meet you at the event. Great talk. There's always a way to introduce it. So that's kind of my thing for today. My focus for today is the distinction between educational and personal development and the different ways that you can do that, and then the ways to maximize when you attend these events. I don't know about you. I'm busy, crazy busy. I have my existing communications business. I have my tech business that I'm growing. I have to be really careful about where I go and what events I attend and what time of day they are and all of those things. And I need to make sure that I get the most out of them possible. And so these are some tips for you to be able to do that. On top of that, if you're interested in developing something like this, like a podcast or creating content or, you know, blog posts or what have you, then going to these types of events, especially when they're specific to the industry or interests of your business, is a terrific way of doing that. And it further validates you as a professional. So for an example, you write a blog post and you say, I was attending this event at De Groot with this speaker and this is what I learned. It's a terrific way of borrowing on the social proof of being associated with that. Again, it's not slimy or sharky, it's factual and it benefits you. So if you've attended some recent events, if there's some online courses you're taking, if there's some books you've read recently that have really helped, I'd love to hear about it in the comments. And I ask that every time, and I'm always interested to see what people have to say. Just know that it is worth your business's time for you to invest in ongoing personal development. It helps you be a better leader. It helps you to accomplish more in your business. It's thumbs up across the board. And it provides you inspiration in ways you may not expect. I hope you're having a great day. I will talk to you soon. What's coming up on Wise Words is Jim Collins' Good to Great, which is a leadership development book. John C. Maxwell, 15 Laws of Invaluable Growth. And then I've just started reading a book. It's upstairs. Mary Cantando, and it's all about women and entrepreneurship. So that'll be coming up as well. Have a fantastic day, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Across the Desk. You can follow me on Twitter at MCBComms, Instagram at MCBCommunications, or visit MCBCommunications.ca to see where else I'm hiding out.